When Christians encounter someone involved in Scientology, it can be tempting to see only the person's religious affiliation. But a Scientologist is not merely a religious label, a theological problem, or an evangelistic project. Every person is an image bearer created by God. This means each person possesses God-given value that does not depend upon whether that person agrees with us, understands Christianity, leaves Scientology, or responds positively to our ministry. A person influenced by Scientology may also be a spouse, parent, child, business owner, artist, neighbor, friend, or community leader. That person may carry hopes, disappointments, loyalties, fears, responsibilities, and relationships that we do not yet understand. The organic human approach reminds us that religious identity is important, but it is never the whole person. Human beings are embodied souls. Their physical health, emotions, relationships, work, finances, memories, responsibilities, beliefs, and spiritual commitments are interconnected. This perspective protects us from caricature. We should not assume that every Scientologist has the same level of commitment or the same understanding of Scientology. Some may be deeply involved, others may participate occasionally. Some may be questioning. Some may appreciate certain Scientology practices while doubting other teachings. Some may already be considering Christianity. We must also avoid treating every struggle as evidence that Scientology has ruined someone's life. People experience grief, family conflict, illness, fear, financial pressure, and emotional pain for many reasons. Wise Christian ministry listens before drawing conclusions. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Listening communicates respect. It allows people to explain what they believe in their own words. It also helps us recognize when familiar words have different meanings. A Scientologist may use words such as God, spirit, salvation, freedom, ethics, church, or Jesus. Christians use many of the same words, but the underlying meanings may be very different. We should not assume agreement simply because the vocabulary sounds familiar. Respect does not require theological compromise. Jesus treated people with compassion while speaking truth about God, sin, faith, and salvation. Christian love neither humiliates people nor hides important differences. Our posture should communicate. I am interested in you as a person. I will not mock your beliefs. I will listen carefully. I will be honest about my Christian convictions. I will not pressure you. I will continue to treat you with respect even when we disagree. When people experience this kind of Christian presence, they are more likely to ask sincere questions and consider the claims of Jesus Christ.